in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now talks about the faith and the creed and religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah says, who turns away from the creed of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, except that person who befools himself. In other words, that person who turns away from the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he has befooled himself. He has lost the plot. What is the millah, the creed, the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam? In Surah Al-An'am, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah instructs him to tell the people, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, that indeed my Allah, my Rabb, guided me to a straight path. What is the straight path? Mufassirin mention it is Deenul Islam, the religion of Islam. Deenan qiyaman, it is an upright religion, a sound religion. Millata Ibrahim Hanifa, being the creed, the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam as well. Hanifan, who totally devoted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another verse Allah says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Allah says that whoever seeks any religion other than Islam, then that religion is not accepted from him. Allah says, مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا. Allah is explaining the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah says that, listen, Ibrahim was not a Yahudi, nor was he a Nasrani, nor was he Christian. وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. But rather, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was one who totally devoted himself to the worship of Allah, and he was a Muslim, a one who submitted himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why in the next part of the verse Allah says, وَلَقَدِ اصْطَفَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا, we chose Ibrahim in the dunya, and indeed in the akhirah he will be from the righteous ones. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Remember when the Lord of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to him, submit, أَسْلِمْ. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. How did he respond? He said, I have submitted myself to the Lord of all the worlds. Subhanallah, here in this part of the verse, so in this verse we notice two things. This form of answer, it expresses the height of respect that was displayed by Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tells him, submit. He could have said, aslamtu lak, I submitted to you. I submitted myself to you, Ya Allah. Rather, he says, أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I submitted myself to you, Allah, who is the Lord of all the worlds. So here we see the respect that was displayed by Nabi Ibrahim. The second thing we notice in this form of response, jawab, we notice that this expresses also the basic, very basic principle of the religion of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And what is that? That is al-Islam. Aslamtu. It is submission, where a person submits himself totally to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That come what may, if my Allah says it like that, it is like that without any question. I accept it without any hesitation. From here, many lessons could be learned, many examples could be given. A very basic and simple example is sometimes we see people, they do not submit themselves totally to the will and decision that is made by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A simple example is the mas'ala, the laws of inheritance. Sometimes a person asks, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving 1/8 only for the wife? Why is the son getting more than the daughter? A true Muslim is that person who submits himself to Allah, to the decision and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wholeheartedly, without asking any question. That is a Muslim. If my Allah says it like that, it is like that, I accept. Allah says, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was like that. That is why his submission helped him, because he submitted to Allah, that helped him pass all of those tests successfully. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Then Allah says, وَوَصَّى بِهَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ بَنِيهِ وَيَعْقُوبُ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam exhorted his sons with the same thing. He also, and Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam also did the same. What did they do? They told their children, Ya baniya, inna Allah astafa lakum ad-deen. That, oh sons, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen for you the deen. فَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Now do not die except that you are in the condition of being a Muslim. In other words, you have now also submitted yourselves totally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tomorrow we will read inshallah the incident when death came to Nabi Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam. What advice did he give his children? وَآخِرُ دَعْوَنَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ